Good morning. Thank you for coming back to the show. You know, since our present president has taken office, things have changed a little bit. Not really changed, but in your face changed, I would like to say. Racial hate crimes have increased, and the division of the human race is even more so. Joining me today, president of the NAACP, Derek Johnson, and he's really here to talk about the NAACP convention that is about to happen in San Antonio. What a beautiful place. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, first of all, tell us about the convention. I've been to one of those before, and it is massive and huge and lots to do.
So this is the 109th anniversary of the NAACP. 109th NAACP, not anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Delegates from across the country will convene in San Antonio, Texas. First, our AXO participants, those are high school students who will compete in 32 academic categories. They will come in on July 12th. Our delegates will begin to come in on July 14th. And we will close out with a banquet that Wednesday, honoring former mayor and Speaker of the Assembly, Willie Brown. So it is definitely a great opportunity to hear the voices of communities across the country under the theme of Stop Hate,
yeah.
Vote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true. And my God, we see so much of it today. It is absolutely unbelievable that it's almost like we turn the clocks back to the 50s and the 60s, even to slavery in some instances, in how we relate to one another as human beings. It is awful.
It is. You know, once you have an election with the outcome we've had in 2016, we are seeing the reality of the often repeated phrase, elections have outcomes.
Yeah.
We have an individual who allowed for racial intolerance to bubble up and become more of a norm. Individuals who decided at one point seen as pariahs are now taking center stage, and a few in the White House. You have public policy that is turning the clock back to Supreme Court this week, who's handed down several decisions to undermine the progress made over time, all that wrapped in the reality that this year's midterm election is the antidote.
Mm.
And as African Americans, we must show up stronger than we've done in the past for a midterm election.
Yes, and not ignore it, not be mad and not vote, all kinds of little things, but really get into the process because, you know, I know it's a cliche, but our votes do count.
Absolutely. I mean, right there in Georgia, what you all have done with the nomination of Stacey Abrams, that's a demonstration of how a vote counts.
Yes.
Young African-American woman she's a Gulfport, Mississippi, but I know her, so she's from Wigan, Mississippi, who is a success story, if
yeah.
you know her.
Yeah.
Voting matters. And a line of all places know that because the amazing job Mayor Jackson did during his term as mayor set the tone and created a generational wealth for so many African Americans. That didn't happen because you were smarter or anything else. That happened because you voted and you put in place someone who was accountable to the needs and interests of your community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about the NAACP for a moment. You know, a very long history of community work and in all areas, I think, of the African-American community. And is for a lot of people, a lot of young people, may not even know what the NAACP is and what it stands for. So let's go back and talk about that for a moment.
The NAACP was established as an advocacy organization. We advocate for public policy and corporate policy to improve the quality of life African-Americans. Our mission is as much proactive as it is reactive. Most people who know us think of us about fighting discrimination. What is reactive? Our primary focus is to improve the quality of life for African-Americans. We're a membership-based organization. For those your listeners who are Baptist, we are congregational-led, meaning that the decisions, the policy, the focus of NAACP is guided by all the members and units who implement their ideas through a process that we will see at this convention during our legislative session. There is no bishop to send an edict down. We are membership-led. But most importantly, We have feet on the ground in 22 communities across the country, meaning that we have the broadest span of a network of civil rights activists in the country. We are in 47 of the 50 states. If you got cousins in North and South Dakota or Montana, let them know we exist so we can establish something there as well. We are the voice of the African-American community because we are the African-American community, not top down, but bottom up.
All right. So how is membership going? Are we getting especially the young people to understand and grab hold of the vision?
You know, we have the NFLC has historically been an organization of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So with volunteers, we would attract individuals who have disposable time or disposable income.
Mm.
So we get high school students all the way through college. And then once people hit that age 25, life starts. So as an association, one of the things we have to do a better job at is recruiting and maintaining the group, that population between 25 and 45.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere between 25 and 50, people begin to join again. So it is an organization of volunteers who have disposable time and income, and oftentimes just sheer determination to be the voice for those who cannot speak for themselves in their local community.
Absolutely. I tell people how they can join, and especially right here in Atlanta, but tell folks how they can join the NAACP.
We'll actually do two things. One, you can go online, www.naacp.org, and click on the button which says become a member.
Mm-hmm.
You can join. You have the Atlanta branch right there. Actually, you have the DeKalb County branch. You have the DeKalb County branch. So you have the Atlanta metro area. You have good coverage in UN school, undergrad, Morehouse College, Branch Spelman, College Chapter. But we also want to ask you to take out the cell phones and text to take a pledge to vote.
Mm.
Elections have consequences. This midterm election is our opportunity to put things back in check and restore an order that's gone haywire by texting the word NAACP to the number 50649. That's the word NAACP to the number 50649, and take a pledge to vote. Our goal is to make sure we increase voter participation this November to ensure democracy works for our community and works for all.
Amen. That's great. Before we go, Living While Black campaign, what's that all about?
Well, you know, it is our ability to allow for the beauty of our community to shine through. So we want to make sure that not only our rights are protected, our safety is ensured from aggressive policing, but we also want to allow people to see us for who we are. So, you know, join the campaign. You know, when I first took this position, people would ask me, what about Black Lives Matter? And I say, what about them? It's a beautiful set of young people who love themselves so much that they're willing to take to the streets and protest.
Mm-hmm.
And if they choose another label, the other NAACP, it's our job to embrace them and make sure they have the space so their voices can be heard. Social justice is not a competition. And it's our job as a mature organization to embrace our young activists today because they will be the leaders tomorrow.
That's so true. So true. Look, you can go to the NAACP, NAACP.org, and join this great organization, this great historic organization. And looking forward to what's going to come out of the convention July 14th through the 18th at the San Antonio. And you're going to talk about, I'm sure, police violence, brutality, what's going on in our communities. But at the top of the list, that is just one of those things, the brutality that's going on, the violence that's going on in our communities.
Absolutely. Again, with the violence in our community, aggressive policing, elections have consequences. You want to hold police accountable, elect a district attorney in your area who would do that. That's
right.
Why we ask you again, take the pledge to vote. Text the word NAACP to the number 40649. NAACP to the number 40649.
All right, Derek Johnson, president of the NAACP. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.